bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're looking at the topic, Christianity and Purpose in Life. Those of us who try to orient our lives around the Bible have long known that Christianity gives significance and purpose to life. And in a world that seems to be marked by an increasing amount of aimlessness and drifting by individuals, purpose to life is an important possession. There are many people who would gladly pay a great price if they could find real meaning to the existence that we call life. The Bible gives us this meaning when it says, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." The idea is that Christianity is to bring forth a complete reorientation of values within the dedicated believer. He no longer lives for himself. Now he lives for Christ. When a person commits himself to Jesus Christ by accepting him as Savior and Lord, he takes a giant step away from the selfishness that marks the average man. He no longer is self-centered in his focus on life. Now he tries to do those things that will bring glory to the God who has made his eternal salvation possible. All this is taught by the Word of God and confirmed by the lives of those who try to live by the precepts given in the Bible, God's Holy Word. It's also interesting, though, to see the results of a secular study that shows that religious orientation does go hand in hand with possessing a purpose in life. A study of this kind was made on 131 high school students. About one-third of these were in a Christian high school, and the remaining group were in a public high school. Both groups received a battery of two tests, one of which measured their attitude toward meaning in life, and a second that measured the degree of motivation toward the search for meaning in life. On both tests, the students in the Christian high school scored significantly higher mean scores that showed a trend toward greater meaning and purpose in life. When you keep in mind the fact that these tests were given to high school students, who for the most part still had a great deal of maturing to do, it seemed particularly interesting that the Christian young people possessed a greater tendency toward purpose and meaning in life. As in so many other areas of life, we see here that secular science, when properly conducted, confirms the Word of God. The admonition of the Apostle Paul, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." And again, "Whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men," seems to be clearly demonstrated by this study. God gives to those who follow him a well-developed purpose and meaning in life. Perhaps today I'm speaking to someone who is drifting along through life without any real reason for living. Let me urge you, why not turn your life over to Jesus Christ? Through the sacrifice of his blood shed on Calvary's cross, he can cleanse your sins and start you on a new path through life, a path that will give you a goal to aim at and a new purpose for living. Try him today. Confess your sins, and by faith, invite Jesus Christ to become your Savior and make him the Lord of your life. Begin to read his word, the Bible. Seek his guidance through prayer. Find a fundamental church in which you can make Christian friends and receive additional teaching about the Bible and Christian living. All these steps, repeated over a period of time, will help you find God's will for your life as an individual, a will that will give you purpose and meaning for your life.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.